to Ukraine now on day two of the Russian invasion. Russian troops are moving in on the capital Kyiv, taking a key airport along the way. This as Ukraine's President Zelensky calls on civilians to arm themselves and at the same time asks the Kremlin to come to the table and discuss the concept of Ukrainian neutrality. And in Kyiv, the American embassy is calling on citizens to leave immediately. So let's go to Kyiv, where CNN senior correspondent Matthew Chance is. Matthew, welcome back.
Thank you, Scott.
So what's the situation there now?
It's very tense indeed. And that's because not only has the Ukrainian capital been bombarded with cruise missiles and other sorts of attacks in the past 48 hours, but we've also seen Russian forces get deployed on the outskirts of the city, seize control of strategic air bases, at least one of them, at least we assume others as well, and fierce fighting take place on the outskirts of Kyiv as a sizable force of Russian military personnel, backed by armor, position themselves outside Kyiv, ready to come in. Mm-hmm. And so everybody in the city is sort of bracing themselves for a big series of airstrikes that could be followed by a push by Russian forces to take control of the city. And it's a very, very scary experience for the 2.8 million, I think, people who live in the city.
Right. And right now in the city, is it indeed empty or are people walking around?
Yeah, you get a few people. There's a curfew in place because of the martial law that's imposed. So you've got 10 o'clock, people are all out. But yeah, I mean, look, it's usually quite a busy city and it's very, very quiet indeed. And one of the reasons for that, people are scared. Another reason is a lot of people have evacuated and headed west out of the city. And so we saw big long lines of traffic over the past couple of days of people taking whatever belongings they could and getting out of there.
We're also reading about pockets of stiff resistance from Ukrainian forces. Have you seen that?
I'm reading about that too, but it's very difficult to get a really good, accurate picture of the military lay of the land when you've just got one. It's a very complex, dynamic situation, and we've just got one real vantage point here. I will say that a couple of days ago, we headed up to an airbase that had been taken over by Russian forces. It was very interesting because we were told the Ukrainians had taken it back. We got there, spoke to the troops at the gate, and it turns out they were Russian troops. We didn't realize until we started speaking to them. And so they were very much in control. Since then, the Ukrainians have said, look, oh, we killed those troops. We took the airbase back.
Oh.
But then earlier today, the Russian Defense Ministry said, no, we're in full control of it. So there is an actual war going on here, of course, but there's also a bit of an information war as well. Mm-hmm. So unless you see it yourself, you don't really know what's true and what's not. And unfortunately, that's true on both sides.
Is there a sense that Kyiv could fall to Russian forces soon?
Yeah, I think there is. I mean, certainly that's what U.S. intelligence thinks. That's the assessment from Washington, that it could be a couple of days. You know, if there's a concerted Russian effort, you know, preceded by airstrikes, it could be even sooner than that. You know, the citizens of Kyiv are very angry. They're very upset about what is happening. And many of them are saying, look, we will fight to the death if necessary to defend our city. And you're seeing the Russian Defense Ministry give out weapons and call up the reserves and all of that. But I guess it depends on the kind of force and the kind of strength the Russian military decided to come into Kyiv with. Very difficult for ordinary people to stand up to very heavy-duty Russian thick armor.
Matthew, today you spoke to the Russian foreign minister, Lavrov, about whether Russian troops plan to decapitate the Ukrainian leadership. What did he tell you?
Well, I asked him that question because that's what Ukrainian leaders think. They think President Zelensky thinks he's target number one. He thinks his family is target number two. He thinks that the Russians want to destroy the leadership of the country. And he may well be right. And so I asked him, Sergei Lavrov, the Russian foreign minister, on a Zoom sort of press conference that we had, whether that was his intention. And, you know, as is often the case, didn't give me a direct answer. He just said, look, you know, all I can say is that we're not going to target civilians. We're not going to target the military infrastructure of the country, which is quite frankly bizarre, given that we've just been witnessing hundreds of missiles, a couple hundred missiles hit the civilian infrastructure. But, you know, you do get these mixed messages. I think part of that mixed messaging is we're seeing it again when it comes to the peace talks. You've had President Zelensky say, look, to save lives, let's get together, let's talk about peace. the Russians come back and say, yep, that's fine. We can talk about Ukrainian neutrality, if you like. We can meet in Minsk and do that. And then a couple of hours ago, we had Vladimir Putin come on the air with a very aggressive remarks, saying, calling on Ukraine's armed forces to overthrow their government because it would be easier for them to do a deal with Russia. Mm. And so, yeah, very mixed messaging. It's not quite clear what the next step is going to be. I can tell you that as I talk to you now, though, there are air raid sirens going off outside across Kiev, and that gives you a sense of how tense it is right now in the city.
And quickly, Matthew, how are people sheltering as they wait for what's next?
Staying inside for the most part, but obviously there are shelters as well, but also there are subway stations where people are taking shelter as well. They are expecting a huge bombardment of Russian missiles, Russian airstrikes on the city. Whether or not it will happen or not, we don't know, but everyone is bracing for that impact.
Matthew Chance is CNN senior international correspondent. Matthew, take shelter yourself and stay safe. Thank you.
Thank you, Scott.